Oh, okay. Did you get a lot of good photography? I bet he did. Well, you know, you just picked the right time of the year. There's no, you know, we do a lot of travel.
Hi.
Sorry.
You do that.
Stuff on the side.
Today, as I tried to think through what to talk about, Wayne recommended that I talk about some of the things that I had seen that we accomplished this last year. I thought, well, that will be a fun project. And I'm here to tell you that the list does not include shipping, packing, getting our books out the door. The things that we do every day, I expect you all know about. So what I want to share today are some of the things that have occurred throughout the building. Every week, I get a list from the different managers of the things that have been going on in their department. And rather than go back through and read all of those, you're going to just get the ones that are top of mind. So they might not even be the most important, but they're my thinking as I could come up with it over the course of the week. And I think it could be helpful for us to kind of see what's happening around the building, because sometimes we get so focused on our little area, they call it getting in the weeds, that we don't necessarily see the big picture of all the things that are being done here in the building. So that's my goal today. I want to give a review as from the top. So how we've done, and actually I'm going to start in a department I don't normally start in. I'm going to go department by department because that is how the company is organized. And because we know we all work in this building, the different departments are how we're organized. Today I'm going to start with customer relations. Never start in that department, and it's almost a shame because there's one of those departments that are one of the key elements that customers who call in have a chance to hear from us. You know, when we ship a box, I consider that the hands of the company. But customer relations is the voice and the charming impact that a customer who calls in and maybe even has a legitimate beef has a chance to talk with and be impacted by. Customer relations this last year, for those of you who don't know, added a bunch of tasks to their life. In the past, they always dealt with customers calling, oh, I didn't get this book, or when's my shipment coming, or this is an issue. This year, we did training at the earlier part of the year to ask our customer relations people to be able to answer curriculum questions. We'd never done that before. And by gum, if that department didn't just step up and help customers that had called. In the past, when a customer called with a question about a curriculum, they got an answer tree. You know, if you have a quick curriculum question, press here. And they got sent to a voice box, and then we told them that somebody would call them back. We've been meeting with different people talking through the company, and they're saying, that is terrible customer service. You want to answer a person's question when they give it. So we spent the time, our customer service people learned how to counsel different customers that call. As a result, the calls went from just a couple minutes long to some of them up to 20 minutes long, which meant that their workload dramatically increased. On top of that, we asked all of our customer relations people if they'd be willing to make outbound calls. Now, I have phone phobia, so that would probably put me in a hospital bed. But you know, they called people and said, we noticed that you looked at sunlight at one point. Can I ask and answer any questions? Which is wonderful customer service. If you're a mom at home going, I don't know what to do, who in the world do you ask? So to have our customer relations people step up and be willing to service our customers in that way was just amazing, in my opinion. And they were busy. There were days when we actually had to pull chat because we were so inundated with calls. We did not have a spare body to actually answer people's questions on a computer. So blessings on our customer relations people. Thank you for what you do. So appreciate it, even through all the busyness. Customer relations, that's the next department. I'm moving my way through the building, is finance, because that's the way Wayne and I often talk about it. Okay, have we covered all the bases? Do we know what's happening? We have a relatively new lead in that department, and she's just great. We're just so grateful that she's here. Some of the things that have happened in that department, we added in a new accounting firm. We'd had the same accounting firm for 20 years, probably. And what we found was that when you stick too long with one company, they tend to get a little soft or less committed to doing things excellently. Marla did the research. We found a new firm that has a broader breadth of services that they offer to us. So they have everything from tax law and just all different kinds of resources that we as a company can access. Really going to be a great tool, and we're grateful for that. We had a new set of eyes to look at procedures. We always want to look and see that we're doing things excellently, doing things as best we can. So I've been grateful that we've been doing on that. The most recent thing the finance department has been doing is working with a new program called the Tax Cloud. In one of my talks recently, I talked about accounting and how a number of states have been requesting taxes from companies that don't actually live in their state. I'm okay paying taxes to our local state because that covers roads and just things that we all use. To pay taxes to Texas when we don't have school, we don't have kids going to school there, that just seems just out of unbelievable to me that we're even expected to do that. But we not only have to pay taxes to Texas, we have to also pay taxes to every locale. You know, when you have state taxes, I don't know if you know this, but they're broken down by, you know, for us it's RTD, and, you know, for your county, and each area has different taxes that are required. So Marla, bless her heart, when she first came, she had to pay taxes to Texas, for example, and she had to figure out, you know, the $2 or $20 we'd have to send to these states for a whole quarter's worth of time. Wow, an incredible amount of time. So she did the research and found a program called Tax Cloud, which has within it all of these jurisdictions, all of these different kinds of things. And that was supposed to go live yesterday, but boy, it's just always more complicated when you're trying to link things back into our own system and all of those kinds of things. So up until now, Marla will still be responsible for taxes to all those little ordinances, but hopefully that will change. So thank you, Marla, for doing that. It's just awesome. One of the things that you might not know, we also have an investment committee in the company. You all have access to a 401k, and we do a lot of things where we try to provide for your future through the things that we do. In that arena, we have a new manager. We'd had Andy for a number of years, and he did a fine job. He did a fine job. But we just recently interviewed, that took some time from the management team. They interviewed different people, and we ended up with a new company that's going to help us with those financial kinds of issues. Wow. Real step up in professionalism. I think the service is going to be a lot better, and that's just one of the things we've worked on. Very professional. Wayne said, believe it or not, they even did the minutes for our meeting, and I'm thinking, wow, glory. You know, Wayne was always responsible for those in the past, so yeah, he's jumping up and down. That's just one more thing we had going on. Moving my way through the company, we're up to marketing. We have a new lead. Glad to have Anthony here. He's been doing some thinking, looking at how we do things, rationalizing, okay, what's the best way to put Sunlight forward as a strong face within the marketplace, and we're looking for great things in that department. We also have Judy working for us. It's very fun that she's here today. Judy has worked for us for a number of years, and she still lives in New York State. She's in town for the week. But we hired her full-time, and she has been responsible for making sure the SEC program's moving well. She also contacted all the different conventions that are out there and offered me up as a speaker. I'll be at 6 this coming year. Which, again, here, this might be the hospital bed. So if I'm out of the building and home recovering, it's because I've been gone for 18 days, having the huge privilege of speaking to homeschooling moms, and it's a huge privilege. But again, with every privilege comes great responsibility, and I count it as that. So thank you for doing that, and she's been responsible for making sure our SCC program, which are our Sunlight moms that take their own materials and go to conventions and speak on behalf of Sunlight, because again, I could never do that, that would kill me, but she's been working on streamlining all those names that are coming in so that the marketing team can actually market to them more effectively. Very exciting things that are happening there. Next one is product development. Our product development partner is strong, small, but mighty. And what they accomplished this last year was kind of the galvanizing force behind this whole talk. Last year, we purposed to set aside all improvements to Sunlight. That's normally what the product development team does, because that is our core brand, our big product. It's what we all get paid through. They set that all aside and took an entire year to work on Bookshark. We have had it as a dream in our mind to start new brands since 2002, when we established Inquisicorp. That was the goal, that we would have an umbrella company and multiple brands underneath that umbrella company. Because Sunlight keeps us running and we run a lean team, we keep a small staff, that's deliberate. We want to be efficient, we want to be working hard. We don't want to have a lot of slack time, which maybe isn't wise, but it's what we've chosen to do. To start a new brand, how in the world do you even begin to do that? Because Sunlight just pulls everybody away. We're just busy, aren't we? We're busy people. We agreed as a management team to release Greg from Marla's job, and his challenge was to bring out a new brand. I'm here to tell you, he did that excellently. He set a schedule, he had a plan, he got together resources, he found outside tools. The things he pulled together in the little bit of time are nothing short of miraculous. He had a lot of help. He had a great product development team that looked at every Sunlight guide. They looked at every Sunlight book and said, this works for a secular audience, this does not work. Every guide had to be adjusted and tweaked and touched, sometimes multiple times. And it's one of those where when we look at the report that comes in of the money that has been come in through Bookshark, it is phenomenal. We had it as a goal that Bookshark would raise $200,000, and I think it's close to $500,000, which is just unbelievable. And it's because Greg has called the schools, got together with the states. I don't know if you know this as well, he also does all the customer service. He said, I'm not gonna do this forever, Sarita, because it's exhausting, but to be aware of what's happening, what customers are saying, what kinds of things need to be tweaked, what kinds of things have to be fixed. Greg has handled all of those things. He went to a couple of conventions, manned a booth. It's like, how do you even know how to do that, Greg? Blessings on him. He's not even here to hear it. Blessings on him. So kudos to the team. Awesome planning, awesome implementation. And the good news for all of us is, because we've set up Inquisicorp to be an umbrella, every dollar Greg brings in for us, we get to share. It's awesome. Good news. Way to go, Greg. Okay, on to IT. we have a computer system called Assist that we've had since, I think, 2009. 2000. Oh, since 2000. Probably since 2007, I've been saying to Wayne, can't we get rid of this system? Can't we get something better, please? Because it seems like every year the computer goes down and they're so unresponsive. And it was one of those where we just thought, oh, can't we do? So because they were unresponsive, we hired a company in India called Olive to help us with all the things we wanted to tweak this system, because it's old, 2000, good heavens, it's probably older than that. So the people in India would be doing their little magic, and you know, we'd be cobbling along. So I think it was in February of this year, Wayne said, you know, before we get rid of Assist, which I'd been pushing for, he said, I probably should go visit him. So he flew to Utah, which is where they happen to be. He came back and he said, Sarita, we need to keep this company. They're so much better than we even dreamed. So that was a wake-up call for all of us, and we needed to kind of rebuild the relationship we've had with their new owner. And that's been one of the things we've been working on. As a result of that, we are moving more toward Assist, and we have decided to move away from Olive. Because what we discovered was the people in India who were doing their little magic were doing magic in a more old-fashioned style, and it didn't actually link up super well with Assist. So some of the issues we've been having are because of the things we've been doing on our end. So we had an outage, just one this year, praise God, and it was in September and not August. And it actually happened because of things people in India had done. So it's one of those where that was a wake-up call, and we need to make sure we keep a better relation with our vendors. And thank you, Wayne, for doing that and going to see them. So kudos to the IT team to keep us moving, to keep us forward, since 99% of what we do is on the web. Wow, our IT team is one of those critical, crucial, wow, super, super important. And thank you, team. Well, I wasn't here too bad, but thank you, team, for doing that. On to HR. Here's Lydia, our huge HR department, and she's not even very tall. As I was trying to think through what Lydia does, because she just does. You can't believe how professional and good she is. She just handles things, and she makes it look so easy. Probably the biggest thing she worked on this last year was the Affordable Care Act. There was a period of time where I think every day we came in and we said, oh, they just changed the ruling again. Now we need to rethink how we're going to do this. This is one of those places where the government actually has not helped our business. Could be that it's good for the people that are out there, but boy, it has complicated the life of a company. We work very hard to stay below those 50 employee minimum that you have to have. We work very hard to keep up on the latest legislation. It's just changed. Wow, I can't even begin. I think it's settled pretty much at this point. But there was a season where Wayne would come in. I'd come in and Wayne would say, well, now we need to switch this. And it has been big and complicated, cumbersome, and hard. And I don't think we're done with it yet either. We've managed to keep the great insurance we have for this coming year. And but we'll have to wait again and see what we do next year. That's been her biggest piece. And on top of that, she said, you know what? I think I could actually take on customer relations and the warehouse. And I thought, okay, and so she has, which has freed up Tim. Part of our goal for Tim was that he would be much more outward focused, deal with other vendors, try to set up other companies that we could potentially buy. Things Greg had done in the past, but with Greg being as busy as he is with Bookshark, that was one of the things we've passed to Tim. And in order to free him up, Lydia has taken on a number of his wonderful people and done a very, very good job on that. Thank you, Lydia. On to the warehouse. This was, I think this was a really great season. I think we had a season with probably the least drama that I ever remember in the back. Wow. And as a manager, I think no drama is very good. I think we were closer in getting orders out of the back. I mean, just amazing. I think sometimes they were coming and getting the orders out of the printer when they were still hot, which is, even in August, was just amazing. Good job, warehouse team. Just amazing. Just a really a great season and a great crew, and I wish more of you were here to hear it. So good job. And then the final one is one that you maybe haven't seen because it's not in the building. It's a project that we were calling the China Project. We hired a Chinese gal named Serena, and she spent half a year in China seeking if she could figure out how to bring the Sunlight model into China, start a government school, start a school in a communist country, and just loves the model, loves how we do things. Did a lot of research, moved from Beijing and moved up into a particular province. Found that to be much, much harder than she expected. She's currently stateside. I think she just recently got married.
She's getting married the 18th.
So it's one of those where she is currently exploring how to use the Sunlight model for the Chinese. We had originally thought about using it as a English-speaking program that we could just kind of import as it was and potentially use it as a way to bring people into country and just give them residency and all those kinds of things. At this point, we've kind of shifted that thinking, and we're moving more toward how do we make the Sunlight model of education for a Chinese audience. It's one of those where I think could be very, very interesting. I also have a list of, and maybe I'll wait for that for next month, because this was big. I also have a list of where we're going to go for next month, and I think I'll save that for next month, and I'll do it in a similar model where I'll take it from department to department, and you'll see kind of the way the entire company is going. One of the things, Serena, when she was here in the building, 2 months ago maybe, she brought some little necklaces for all the employees, and it's one of those where I'll put them out on the table. Actually, even there's enough for even the men to take one for their significant others. Pick whichever one you might like the best and enjoy. Thank you.